我们开始之前我们一起祷告。
Let's pray before we all begin.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们的主应许我们能够来到你的面前的时候的安息。
Because the peace that God has promised us when we come before you.
我们祈求主不单只给我们安息，也给我们一个更新的心。
And we ask a God that not only you will give us rest, but you will give us a renewing heart.
你知道我们会走在主你的旨意底下。
So we may walk under your will.
因我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer and praying in Jesus' name.
Amen. 以下的是 以下呢是1950年呢 Associated Press 访问一批专家对2000年的时候这个世界的一个预测。
Back in 1950, Associated Press did an interview with a bunch of experts and asked them to predict what things will be like in year 2000.
当时呢，他们猜测呢，我们到2000年的时候呢，我们能够只用一天就环游世界。And
what they predicted were the following. One, we would be able to travel around the world within the day.
还有呢，就是呢，这个无线电话会代替有线的电话。
And the wireless telephone would replace wire telephone.
还有你电话上面呢有屏幕，你可以见到对方的。And
telephones would be equipped with screens where you can see the people you're talking to.
每一个人家里面呢都会有一个3D的电视。And
every family has a 3D TV.
还有呢，你的家具呢可以用声音去控制的。And
your home appliances can be activated with voice control.
所以呢，他们都猜得蛮对的哦，开始的四样事情。And
they were quite correct in these predictions.
但是上面开始不对了，他们猜呢，我们呢到2000年的时候，一个礼拜只工作35到20到35个小时。And
but they started to be incorrect with the following. They also predicted that we would only be working 20 to 35 hours a week.
还有呢，这个空气里面呢是没有任何细菌的传播的。And
they were also wrong in saying that the air would be disease-free.
最有趣的是他们对女人的一个预测。Most
interesting was their predictions involving women.
就是呢，到2000年的时候呢，女人呢会长到6尺高。They
predicted that women would grow to 6 feet tall.
穿11号的鞋子。They
would all wear size 11 shoes.
骨背熊腰。
And they would have muscle and shoulders like beasts.
No. Okay. 跟男人呢，在比方说在美式足球啊、棒球啊，还有这个摔跤上面呢，上比赛。
And they would compete with male athletes in football, baseball, and wrestling.
那这些文章的。 这个文章的预测呢，其实是蛮不错的。And
actually, most of these predictions were not too bad.
因为呢，大概有一半，其实他还有其他的预测，大概有一半猜对，有一半是猜错了。And
there were other predictions overall; they were about half correct.
但是呢，如果你比起圣经上面的预言呢，还是差很远。However,
they're still falling quite short comparing to prophecies. Predicted in the Bible.
因为圣经呢里面的预言呢是100%准确的。Because
the prophecies in the Bible are 100% valid.
圣经呢是一本充满预言的一本书。Bible
is full of prophecies.
66本书里面呢有超过1/4呢被属于是先知书或者呢我们所讲的启示性的书。
out of 66 books, about a quarter of them are what we call the Book of Prophets or books of Revelation.
所以呢，对一个犹太人来说呢，我们这个世界是给预言所掌控的。
So to the Jewish people, this world is governed by prophecies.
就好像呢，他们的犹太人的历史一样。
Just like the Jewish history.
神预言呢，亚伯拉罕要成为以色列国的父。
God had prophesied that Abraham would become the father of Israel.
也应许呢，他们的这个国家呢，会得到今天的巴勒斯坦这个地为他的国土。
And also promised that they would receive the land of today's Palestine.
但不单只是这样子啊，他还要预言呢，以色列人呢，现为现寄居在埃及地400年。
Not only so, they also, God also prophesied that the Jewish people would gather in the land of Egypt
才回到这个巴勒斯坦地,
before they returned to the land of Palestine.
这些一切呢都,
All this had been fulfilled.
所以对一个犹太人来说呢，他们是完全相信呢，神会通过他的预言呢去掌管这个世界。
So to a Jewish person, they totally believe that God will govern this world through His prophecies.
所以呢，他们呢是在等待神的预言的实现。
So they're always waiting for the fulfillment of God's promises.
这个就是呢，为什么我们读到马太福音第三章的时候。
And that's why when we come to this point with the book of Matthew chapter 3.
它记载呢，有一个人穿骆驼毛衣。 在旷野里面长到,
and talked about a person that whose clothes is made of camel hair and is preaching in the wilderness.
但是呢，你看我圣经说了，全个耶路撒冷、犹太全地，并约旦河一带的人都跑出来看这个，你可以说这个野人呢。So
this that's why the Bible verses talked about all the people from Jerusalem. To all of Judea and around the Jordan River, all come to see him, this wild person, if you will.
我们现在不明白为什么他们会有这样子的反应。
We do not know today why they had such a reaction.
主要的原因是因为我们不熟悉旧约的预言。
And the reason is if the reason we are unfamiliar is because we're not familiar with the Old Testament prophecy.
在以赛亚书40章里面呢，有这样子的一个预言。
In the book of Isaiah chapter 40, there was such prophecy.
他讲到了弥赛亚来临的时候，会带给以色列人复兴。弥赛亚来临的时候，
when the Messiah come,
会带给以色列复兴，复兴就是 revive 复兴。
It would bring a rebirth or resurrection of the Israel nation.
但是呢，他还讲到一个事情呢，就是弥赛亚来之前呢，必有一个先锋。And
also, the prophecy talked about before the arrival of Elijah, there is a
Messiah.
There is a point person that will come before him.
这个人呢，在马拉基书里面告诉我们，这个人就是先知以利亚。
And in the book of Malachi, it talks about this point person is Prophet Elijah.
所以呢，当当时的以色列人呢，见到士使约翰的出来。
So at that time, when the Jewish people saw the coming of John the Baptist,
他们发觉，他真正就是符合以赛亚书40章所讲的事情。
And indeed, he fulfilled what was said in chapter 40 of the book of Isaiah.
连他穿的衣服也跟从前这个以利亚是一样的。
And even his clothing was exactly the same as what Prophet Elijah had worn.
他们已经等待这个预言的实现呢，有700年的时间。
They had waited for the fulfillment of that prophecy for 700 years.
他们就发觉就在耶稣这个年代，这个预言就要正在应验了。
And they had realized that during the time of Jesus, that this prophecy had starting to be fulfilled.
那么我们看看，这个士使约翰呢，他所传讲的信使是什么呢？
And let's take a look at the message that John the Baptist was preaching at the time.
他说天国近了。
And he talked about the kingdom of heaven is near.
为什么天国近了？
Why is the kingdom of heaven near?
其实呢，马太福音已经告诉我们，在第二章里面告诉我们。
And the book of Matthew had already told us in chapters 1 and 2.
因为天国的王呢，已经彰显了。
Because the kingdom of heaven had been born.
这个呢，就是马太福音中第二章里面呢，证明耶稣就是这个弥赛亚。
And that is what chapter 1 and 2 of the book of Matthew's proved that Jesus is the Messiah.
那么呢，他从第三章开始呢，就要讲到呢，这个弥赛亚他的工作是的开始了。
In chapter 3, Matthew started to talk about the beginning of the Messiah's ministry.
那么自然呢，这个王帝已经来了，当然这个天国也要快来了。
Since the king had arrived, then the kingdom must be near.
但是什么叫天国呢？
But what is the kingdom of heaven?
我们最常犯的错误呢，就是呢，天国就是等于天堂。
The mistake that we make often is we equate the kingdom of heaven to heaven itself.
如果我问你啊，哈，天堂是怎么样的？你会怎么回答？
How would you respond if I ask you what heaven is like?
天堂呢，如果有一个很出名的人呢，就是这个阿诺·施瓦辛格尔的前妻，他呢 ，Maria， 他写了一本小书叫《What Is Heaven》。
A very famous person and who is a former wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger, in other words, Maria, had written a novel by the name of What is Heaven?
她呢就简直形容天堂。
And she described heaven as the following.
她说呢，天堂就是一个很漂亮的地方呢。
She said that heaven is a very beautiful place.
那么大家就坐在这个云的上面。
And everyone will be sitting on the cloud.
这个地方呢，就是好人死后呢会去的地方。
This is a place where good people would go after they die.
在这边呢，你会跟神在一起。
And you will be with God at this place.
你可能呢会听过呢其他人对天堂的一个描述。
You may have heard the other descriptions about heaven.
比方说呢，他们以为呢，将来这些人呢都是穿白袍的。
And you may have the understanding that people in heaven all wear white robes.
头上面呢有一个光圈。
And they have this light circle above their head.
每天没有工作，就是坐在这边呢弹他们的竖琴。
And they do nothing else every day but playing their harp.
还有呢，天使去服侍他们。
And angels will be there to serve them.
那这些呢，都是呢我们西方社会里面呢很流行的对天堂的了解了。
These are some of the popular understandings that's in this Western world.
但是我能告诉你的，这些完全是没有圣经根据的。
But I will tell you all those descriptions have no basis in the Bible.
其实呢，在圣经里面讲到天堂的事情呢，是很少的。
And actually, the Bible doesn't talk too much about heaven.
大部分时间呢，它是讲到天国。
And most of the time they describe, most of the time they talk about the kingdom of heaven.
天国呢，在圣经里面有另外一个称呼呢，就是神的国。
And there's another name for the kingdom of heaven in the Bible, and that is the kingdom of God.
有关天堂的记载在圣经里面有提到天堂的这个事情呢。
And there are descriptions in the Bible that talk about heaven.
就是我们知道了，当信徒死后呢，我们马上会与主耶稣一起在乐园里面。
And that is to tell the believers that as soon as we die, we will be with God in His garden.
但是呢，这个天堂的地方只是一个暂时的一个地方。
But heaven is a temporary place.
到启示录的时候，21章讲到了天堂会从天而降。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, talks about heaven would descend onto earth.
来到这个圣经说的新天新地上面。
And the descending will end up in a new world and on the new earth.
所以呢，这个暂时的天堂会跟地上这个天国呢融为一体。
So the temporary heaven would merge with the kingdom of heaven that's on earth.
直到永远。
And it would endure forever.
那么天国是什么？
Now, what is a kingdom of heaven?
那我们已经讲过了，天国又称为神的国。
We already talked about that the kingdom of heaven is the same as kingdom of God.
所以从这个名字来，你就可以知道了，这个就是神的国。
So, from the namesake itself, you know that this is God's kingdom.
这个是神，在这个国里面，做王的一个地方。
And this is where God is. This is a kingdom where this is a place where God is king.
还有呢，我们很熟悉的这个主祷文里面说。
And also there in the Lord's prayer that we're all very familiar with.
他说呢，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come and you will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以呢，这个天国不单只是神作王了，还有呢，他的旨意呢是畅通无阻的。
Not only God is the king of this kingdom, but His will is also done throughout.
最后呢，在但以理书里面呢，告诉我们有关神的天国的一件事情。
And the book of Daniel also tells us one thing about God's kingdom.
第二章四十四节里面讲到了，当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一格，立国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，都要打碎灭绝一切国，结果必存到永远。
Book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 44. In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever.
所以呢，天国其实是在地上的。
So the kingdom of heaven is actually on earth.
还有呢，它会取代地上所有的国。
And it will replace...All the kingdoms on earth.
这个天国呢会存到永远。
And this kingdom would endure forever.
其他圣经呢告诉我们这个天国是什么时候开始呢？
And other Bible verses tells us when this kingdom of heaven begins.
它正式开始的是耶稣第二次回来。
It officially begins when Jesus returns.
那么他会建立这个千禧年国。
And it would establish the kingdom of millennium.
还有呢，之后呢，就是这个新天新地。
And after that is the new heaven and new earth.
那么呢，就直到永远了。
And from that point on, it lasts forever.
这个地方是神与人同在的一个地方。
And this place is a place where God and man dwell together.
很明显呢，圣经所描述的天国跟我们一般人心里面的天堂不一样。
And clearly what the Bible describes as the kingdom of heaven is different from our ordinary understanding of heaven itself.
天国不是一个以人为中心，只注重了就是人的享受的一个地方。
The kingdom of heaven is not a place where human beings is the focus and where enjoyment is the primary duty.
天国呢是一个神掌权的一个地方。
The kingdom of heaven is where God reigns.
所以呢，对一个不认识神的人呢，其实天国对他没有什么吸引力。
The kingdom of heaven presents no attractiveness to those who do not believe in God.
因为你不单只要天天见到神，还有你要天天听他的话。
Because not only in kingdom of heaven, not only people have to see God every day, but every day we have to be obedient.
但是对神的儿女呢，却是一个好的无比的一件事情。
But to God's children, it's a very wonderful thing.
因为我们可以面对面与神交谈。
Because we can converse with God face to face.
通过我们遵守他的命令的时候，表达对他的爱。
And we can express our love to him through our obedience to his commands.
现在呢, 我们已经解释了,
now we have explained what the kingdom of heaven is.
那么我们就要问一个问题, 那么进天国的条件是什么呢?
And now we have to ask the question, what does it take for us to enter the kingdom of heaven?
我常常听到简子的一个答案,
I often hear the following answer.
他们觉得, 谁喜欢进去天国的都可以,
whoever wants to enter the kingdom of heaven can enter.
但我觉得呢,这个你照常理去想, 其实也讲不通。
And I don't think this is logical.
一个美国人, 你说我要去中国都要签证呢?
For American to enter into a China, one must obtain visa.
为什么一个人进天国不需要任何的预备呢?
How come one does not need to do any preparation before enters the kingdom of heaven?
但是有人一定会说, 但是圣经说哦, 神是爱哦。
But some people would argue that God is love.
这个不是说明神喜欢每一个人都进去吗?
But doesn't that mean that God wants everybody to enter?
圣经的确说神是爱。
The Bible does say that God is love.
但是呢, 神同时也告诉我们呢, 神是圣洁的, 是公义的。
But the Bible also tells us that God is holy, God is righteous.
在出埃及记34章里面呢, 有一段话是神自己亲口说的。
In the book of Exodus chapter 34, there are words that were spoken by God himself.
他告诉摩西, 他是一位怎么样的一位神。
He told Moses that what kind of God he is.
他又讲到, 耶和华, 耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神, 不轻易发怒, 并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实, 为千万人存留慈爱, 赦免罪孽, 过犯和罪恶, 万不以有罪为无罪, 必罪讨他的罪。
Proclaiming, God proclaiming to Moses, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebelling and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished.
神是爱,
God is love.
这个是对的,
that is correct.
但是神同时又是公义又是圣洁,
but at the same time, God is righteous and God is just.
好像光没有可能跟黑暗同时存在,
just like light cannot coexist with darkness.
神也不可能与罪人同时存在,
and it's impossible for God to coexist with the guilty.
这个就是在彼得后书里面提醒我们,
and that is what 2 Peter tells us.
我们所盼望的这个新天新地呢, 是一个怎么样的一个地方?
And the, it tells us what the new heaven, the new earth that we've been expecting is like.
他说有义住在其中,
it's a place where the righteousness dwells.
所以呢,只有义人才能进天国。
Only the righteous people can enter the kingdom of heaven.
那么你是一个义人呢,还是一个罪人呢?
So are we people of righteousness or people of guilt?
这条问题呢,你不用等到你死后面对神的时候才找到答案。
We don't have to wait till the time of our death to find the answer.
只是你问问你的良心,
you can ask your own consciousness.
还有呢,你问问你旁边的人,
and ask people around you.
包括你的父母啊, 你的儿女呢, 你的配偶,
including your parents, your children, and your spouse.
他们都能够把这个答案告诉你,
they can all provide you with that answer.
问题是你能不能老实地面对这个答案。
And the question is whether you can face that truth.
神是爱,
God is love.
所以他的确是希望每一个人进他的国。
He does like to have everyone to be able to enter his kingdom.
但是罪人是进不了。
But the sinful ones cannot enter.
所以呢, 当至使约翰出来传道的时候, 他就简直说,
so when John the Baptist came out and preached, he said the following.
他说, 天国近了, 你们应当悔改。
He said, repent, because the kingdom of heaven is near.
进天国的条件就是悔改。
The requirement to enter the kingdom of heaven is repentance.
好像呢，神自己形容他自己为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶。
Just like God described Himself as one that maintains love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebelling and sin.
当人悔改的时候。
So when we repent,
神会赦免我们的罪。
God will forgive our sins.
那么人就可以进天国了。
Then man can enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是如果人不自悔改。
But however, if a man does not repent,
那么他就不可能进天国了。
Then it's impossible for him to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以自然呢，进天国的要求就是悔改。
Since the requirement to enter the kingdom of heaven is repentance,
我们必须要问一条问题。
We need to ask the following question.
什么叫悔改呢？
What is repentance?
那我们对悔改的解释呢，跟圣经的解释的也有不同哦。
And often we have different interpretations to repentance than what the Bible says.
我听过有一个故事。
I heard a story.
就是有一个儿子呢，告诉他爸爸。
A son told his father.
我要结婚了。
I want to get married.
那么他爸爸就要求这个儿子。
And the father asks, requires the son.
说对不起。
Say I'm sorry.
他这个儿子就抗议。
The son protested.
我都不知道我错在哪里，你为什么要我说对不起呢？
What do I have to say I'm sorry if I don't even know what I did wrong?
他爸爸还是坚持你一定要说对不起。
But the father insisted that the son must say I'm sorry.
那么那个儿子就说对不起。
So finally the son said I'm sorry.
那么这个爸爸就说。
And the father finally said,
现在你预备好了，可以结婚。
And now you are fully prepared. You can get married now.
那这个解释了一个事情呢，就是呢，很多时候呢，我们是我们呢可以做一些事情呢，就是呢，口不对心的。
And oftentimes we can do things do things or say things that's not a reflection of what's in our heart.
我们不知道我们错在哪里，我们还是可以说对不起的。
That we can apologize even though we don't know what we did wrong.
原因就是我们要达到某一个目的。
And the reason is because we want to achieve certain objective.
那这个做口是心非的事情呢，其实是常常发生的。我觉得。
And this type of attitude where our actions don't reflect what our heart is feeling, all happens quite often.
那比方说呢，你要做美国的公民呢。
So for example, you want to become a U.S. citizen.
最后一步，他就要你算是效忠美国，是不是？
And so the last step is for people to claim allegiance to the United States of America.
但在他之前还有一句哦。
But there is a phrase before that.
就是呢，你要断绝对其他国家跟组织的效忠。
That you must sever allegiance to any other nations or organizations.
但是很多人呢，他为了成为住在美国，他就好了，你要我发誓，我就发誓啊。
Many people, they would pledge the allegiance just so long as they can stay in this country.
但是他们真的是不是这样子想呢？就只有他自己才知道了。
But whether they truly believe in that or not, in that allegiance or not, is entirely their understanding only.
当使徒约翰传道的时候呢，有一批人呢，圣经说很多人呢，出来他这边。
And the Bible says that when John the Baptist first came out and preached, many people came to him.
其中有一批人呢，就是这些法利赛人跟撒都盖人。
Some of them were the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
他们也要接受约翰的洗礼。
And they wanted to be baptized by John the Baptist as well.
福音书里面常常出现这类的这群人的法利赛人跟撒都盖人。
In the gospel books, you can often see this sort of people, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
简单来说呢，他们就是犹太人的宗教的领袖。
And for the most part, they are the religious leader of the Jewish people.
不单指呢，他们很熟悉圣经。
Not only they know the Bible quite well.
他们很严谨地遵守律法。
And they followed the laws strictly.
有人要向神悔改了。
When people want to repent,
他们接受洗礼。
They want to be baptized.
这个事情不是很好吗？
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
但是约翰见到这些法利赛人呢，跟撒都该人呢，他却骂他们。
But however, John said to them, the people of Pharisees and Sadducees.
他说，毒蛇的种类。
He called them the brood of vipers.
那毒蛇的蛇啊，在圣经里面呢，是最狡猾的一个动物。
The snakes or vipers or snakes.Are often referred to as a very crafty animal.
所以当约翰骂他们是毒蛇的种类的时候，就是你是毒蛇的儿女啊，就是呢你们这群狡猾的人呢、啊。
And so when John called them the vipers, meaning that they are children of the vipers, in other words, John regards them as very crafty people.
约翰的意思是什么
？What did John mean?
你们希望通过洗礼去骗谁呢
？So who do you want to deceive through water baptism？
你以为神看不出你们这些口是心非的行为吗
？And don't you think that God knows what is in your heart？
你知道他不会降灾在你们身上吗
？And don't you think that His wrath is going to fall upon you anyway？
为什么这些人是口是心非啊
？Where are these people say and do different things from what their heart tells them？
因为如果你看下去的时候，你会发觉根本上他们不觉得他们有悔改的需要。
And the reason is because these people did not feel like they had a need to repent。
他们心里面在想：我是亚伯拉罕的子孙。我们是亚伯拉罕是我们的祖宗。
And they think in their mind that Abraham is their father.
对他们来说，根本上一个犹太人就不需要悔改。
And so essentially the Jewish people do not need to repent as a result.
因为他们是神的选民。
Because they are God's chosen people.
况且他们是犹太人里面最近前的一批人。
On top of that, they are the most advanced group of people among all Jewish people.
根本上他们没有悔改的理由啊。
They have no reason or need to repent.
但是现在全个城市的人都出来悔改受洗了，那么我们也来了。
But they came anyway because people from all cities have come to be baptized.
一个不觉得自己有罪但是去接受洗礼的人呢，是一个欺骗人的洗礼。
It's people who receive water baptism, but do not believe that their sinful people is receiving baptism out of deception.
圣经里面的悔改是什么
？What is a biblical repentance？
我形容呢，它是一个连根。拔子的一个改变。
I describe that as a fundamental or radical change.
约翰呢用洗礼去象征悔改是很有意思的。
It's quite interesting that John the Baptist used water baptism to represent repentance.
你知道洗礼这个事情呢，不是基督教发明出来的。
You know that water baptism is not invented by Christianity.
很早以前已经有这个事情。
It had this practice long before this time.
特别呢是从前的外邦人，他要相信犹太教的时候呢，他们就会接受洗礼。
Actually, the Gentiles who want to become a Jewish religion believer, they must receive water baptism.
对他们来说。改变他们的宗教是一个连根拔子的一个改变。
In other words, to move away from the old religion needs to be a radical change.
其实到今天呢，在很多国家也是一样。
And actually, there are many similar instances in nations today.
如果你是本来 比方说你在一个回教国家，本来你是相信回教的。
So if you lived in a Muslim country and you're Muslim yourself,
你现在改信基督教
and you want to be converted to a Christian,
你的父母对你的态度会完全改变。
The attitude of your parents towards you will change dramatically.
本来他爱你会变成恨你。
They would go from loving you to hating you.
对他来说，他就好像呢，他本来的儿女呢死掉了。
To them, it's like their own children had died.
所以呢，悔改呢，不是好像我们现代人所讲的对不起。
So repentance is a lot more than just saying I'm sorry.
这个转变呢，是一个，在可你可以说是他在一生人里面做一次的一个转变。
You can say this change is a once in a lifetime transformation.
就好像当时的受洗呢。你不会天天接受水礼的吗？你只是一生人才接受一次。
And just like the water baptism itself, you only get baptized once in your lifetime, not something you do every day.
悔改是一个人生的一个决定。
Repentance is a lifetime decision.
不是一个挂在口头上面的一个对不起。
It's not a phrase saying I'm sorry from my mouth all the time.
那么这个改变是指到哪一件事情的改变呢？
Well, when it comes to change, what type of things are we talking about changing?
那当然呢，约翰呢不是讲到一个宗教上面的礼仪上面的改变了。
So John is not referring to a ceremonial change.
因为如果是这样子的，犹太人就没有这个需要去接受水礼。
If it's only a religious ceremonial change, the Jewish people do not have to undertake this practice.
因为他们已经是一个信犹太教的一个人了嘛。
Because they're already believers of Jewish religion.
圣经讲到啊，其实呢，这个转变呢，是我们人跟神的关系上面的一个转变。
This change is a transformation of our relationship with God.
人本来是怎么样的呢？
What were men like?
圣经形容我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
The Bible tells us that we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way.
那个人偏行己路这句话是我们罪的根源呢。
So this phrase talking about us turning to our own way is the root cause of our sins.
我们因为喜欢走我们自己的路，就不喜欢走神的路。
We do not like to follow God because we like to turn to our own ways.
所以当你悔改的时候呢，你这个转变是什么呢？
So what is the change then when we repent?
就是让我们从偏行己路这个方向转回神这个方向。
And that is we turn ourselves away from doing things our own way and toward God's way.
很多时候呢，神会通过我们的生活上面的一些遭遇。
And God will sometimes will often teach us through our daily lives.
或者呢，神在你的心里面去提醒你。
Or God would remind us in our hearts.
让你见到当我们偏行己路的时候呢，其实是一个我们的人生呢就是一个很混乱的一个人生。
That our life will be in a state of confusion when we turn to do things our own ways.
那么人就醒过来知道。
Then man would become awakened.
我们唯一能够脱离这个很混账的一个人生呢，就是回到神的身边。
And then the only way to get out of the state of confusion is returning ourselves.Next to God.
所以悔改是一个转离罪归向神的一个决定。
So repentance is a decision where we turn away from sin and turn ourselves toward God.
自然是这样子的决定呢，它会带给我们一个后果。
Because of the nature of this decision, it will bring us the following consequences.
就是呢，悔改的人呢，他最终会远离这个罪恶。
The people who repent, they will depart far away from sins.
这个就是呢，约翰对这些法利赛人呢的一个挑战。
And that's the challenge that John had presented to the Jewish people.
你们要结出果子来，与你悔改的心相称。
That these Pharisees must produce fruits, in keeping with their repentance.
有一点呢，我们必须要解释。
Now I must explain.
那圣经不是要求我们改过，改过后呢，神就赦免你的罪。
And then the Bible says that God will forgive our sins if we repent.
改过就是不是 repent 哦，我的意思就是
，It's more than repent.
就是好像一个 change 这样的。
Okay, so that God would forgive us once we change and we turn toward Him.
又不是，我的意思就是，神不是要我们解决我们的罪以后呢，他才赦免我们。就是改过来，我不知道怎么翻译。他，因为他知道我们没有能力去改变我们自己。
Because God knows that we cannot change ourselves.
所以呢，他要求呢，不是我们自己改变我们自己。
So He's not expecting ourselves to change our own selves.
他是要求呢，我们做一个决定，就是呢，我们要远离罪，转向神。
And he wants us to make a decision to move away from sins and then move toward him.
当我们做这个决定的时候，神就会改变我们。
And when we make that decision, God will then change us.
最后呢，约翰呢给我们一个警告。
And finally, John gave us a warning.
这个就是在第三章的十一到十二节里面。
And those are presented in verses 11 and 12 of chapter 3.
我想呢，可能就是呢，这些法利赛人听到以后呢，觉得很，就是很生气。
I think it's probably because the Pharisees became quite angry after they first heard John's response.
但是呢，约翰必须要告诉他们呢，一个事实。
But John must tell them a truth.
十一节里面说，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗，他的
I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not fit to carry.
约翰的 ，OK，
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
约翰是提醒他的前面的听众。
And John is reminding his audience.
他只是一个先锋。
He's only a point person.
这个天国的王啊，就是耶稣基督，他快要来了。
The King of the Kingdom of Heaven, and that is Jesus, will come shortly.
他的地位彼此。高到一个地步呢，约翰说：“我连做提他鞋子的仆人呢，这个资格也没有。”
And that Jesus' status is so much more superior than John, that John is not fit to carry his sandals.
那么耶稣来到的时候，他会做什么呢
？What would Jesus do when he arrives？
他说他会用圣灵和火给人洗礼。
And he will baptize people with the Holy Spirit and fire.
十二节里面呢，他又解释，用了一个图画去解释。
In verse 12, he painted a picture to explain.
从前的人呢，当他们受成以后，他们呢会怎么可以把这个麦子从他们的壳里面分出来呢
？So people at that time after harvest, how do they separate their wheat from its chaff?
这个呢，就是呢，他们会把这个，这些麦子哈，就是压过它以后
，so they would press the wheat。
那么呢，这个麦子呢，就会跟它的壳分开了
，and the wheat grain itself will be separated from the chaff。
但是最后一步呢，他们就是用一个簸箕或者剪纸，好像这个图画一样，它会。往天里前面这样子扬
，and then people would take the the willowing fork, just like depicted in the picture, they would throw up into the air.
那么呢，因为呢这个壳呢就是很轻的嘛，那么风一吹呢，它就会把它吹走了。
Because chaff is much lighter than the grain itself, that any breeze would blow it away, separate it.
但是这个麦子呢是很重的，那么它就掉在地上。
But the grain of the wheat itself is much heavier, so it will fall to the ground.
所以呢，耶稣就是说了，那他约翰就是说，耶稣来到的时候，他会做一个审判，好像一个审判一样。
So what John is saying that that Jesus will perform a judgment when he comes.
就好像呢，这些人呢养谷一样。
And just like people who try to separate the chaff from the grain.
如果你是一个悔改的人。
If we are repentant people,
你会接受这个圣灵的洗,
that we would be willing to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
我们会发觉后来圣经会谈到圣灵会给我们重生。
And then we also going to talk about later that the Holy Spirit will give us a new birth.
那么你就好像这个麦子一样，神会将来把你收藏到神的国里面。
And just like the grain of the wheat,that we will be gathered and stored in the barn.
但是如果你不愿意悔改,
however, if we're not willing to be repentant,
你就好像这个麦子的壳一样,
then we'll become the chaff of of wheat.
你这些农夫啊，就是把这些壳呢掉在火里面去烧掉。
And farmers will take these chaff and throw it into burning fire.
这个就是耶稣约翰所讲的火的洗礼。
And this is what John described as a baptism by fire.
掉在这个不灭的火里面。
And throw them into unquenchable fire.
圣经说这个就是地狱。
And the Bible says that's hell.
永远面对神的惩罚。
And facing God's judgment forever.
约翰告诉我们。
John tells us.
天国要来了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
他来到时候呢，你只有两个选择。
You only have two choices when it comes.
没有第三个了。
Don't have a third one.
要不然你就是进天国。
You either enter the kingdom of heaven.
你唯一进天国的预备就是你要悔改。
And the only preparation you need to do is to be repentant.
当你悔改的时候，就会预备你的心去接受这个耶稣基督的福音。
And your heart will be prepared, when you repent to receive Lord Jesus.
但是如果你死不悔改。
However, if you're unwilling to repent,
发现你的悔改只是一个口是心非的一个悔改,
or if your repentance is not a reflection of what is in your heart,
那么你就好像这些麦子的壳一样,
then you become the chaff of wheat,
要下地狱面对永不灭的火,
then you end up in hell and facing unquenchable fire.
这个是我们每一个人都要面对的一个选择。
And this is a choice that we're going to be confronted with for every one of us.
你的选择是什么呢?
What is your choice?
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你不单只带神的国来到这个世界。
Not only you bring the kingdom of God,into this world.
你还告诉我们，我们要怎么预备才能够进去。
And you have also told us how we can prepare ourselves in order to enter.
希望我们每一个人都是从心里面真心的悔改。
And we just pray that every one of us will repent from within our hearts.
我们就可以进神的国。
So that we may enter the kingdom of God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
兄姐妹，什么是福音呢？福音就是告诉我们，圣洁的神因他的爱降世，完美的人他顶了我们的罪，十架上他完成了他给我们的人的救赎，因他的死我们得到永生。 Please read with me in English the verse for our response song. Holy God in love became, please read together, perfect man to bear my blame. On the cross, he took my sin. By his death, I live again. In these four short verses, it summarizes the gospel. Sing together, Holy God in love became.
Holy God in love became, perfect man to bear my blame. On the cross he took my sin, by his death I live again.
Please stand.
Holy God in love became, perfect man to bear my blame. On the cross he took my sin, by his death I live again.
By his death I lived again.
By his death I live again.
Enjoy. 现在呢，是我们欢迎，如果你是第一次来到我们教会的，请你站起来介绍自己好不好？有没有今天？今天没有哈。我们来看看今天的报告啦。还是提醒大家呢，二月份呢，我们有新的一个主日学呢，是讲到了一个基督徒怎么教养你的儿女的。
And once again, just to remind everyone that in February we'll have a new Sunday school class talking about how to raise your children in a biblical way.
那么呢，就是会在主日学的时间。
And that would be during our Sunday school hour.
我们会用中文去教授。
It will be taught in Chinese.
欢迎大家参加。
And welcome all to attend.
还有一个事情呢，就是呢，我们今年的这个新年的庆祝呢，会在二月六号。
And also, our New Year Chinese New Year celebration will be on the 6th of February.
教会呢预备了一些邀请可，你可以呢在这边去拿的。
And you can pick up some of the invitation cards.
希望呢大家可以邀请你的朋友来。
And we ask all to invite your friends to attend.
这个是一个 potluck 的聚餐。
It's a potluck format.
所以呢，希望大家可以带。一到两道菜
So we ask all to bring one or two dishes to share.
最后呢，我们提醒大家就是呢，奉献。
I want to remind all about offering.
一方面呢，奉献是我们基督徒的责任，也是义务。
And it's our responsibility and it's our duty.
这个是我们对神感谢的一个表现。
And it's an expression of our gratitude.
但是如果你不明白奉献的意义呢，你不用勉强。
However, you do not need to compare yourself to do that if you don't understand the true meaning of offering.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你过去的带领。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your past leading.
你不单只赐给我们生物上面各样的需要。
not only provided with our daily life's needs,
你更把你的儿子赐给我们，做回我们的救恩。
And you especially provided your son to be our salvation.
我们希望通过我们的奉献去把我们的感谢再一次表现给神。
And we pray that through our offering that we can once again express our gratitude to God.
我们也盼望神你的国的降临。
And we also anticipate your we look forward to the arrival of your kingdom.
希望我们也把这个好消息去传给我们身边还没认识你的人。
And we also pray that we will spread this good news to people around us who don't know you yet.
我们最后一同站立，我们接受神的祝福。
And let's all stand and receive God's blessing.
我们一同祷告。
We'll pray.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。 May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. 请坐 Please be seated.